It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear about a new study that found that the economic and ecological impact of invasive species here in Wisconsin lakes has been greatly underestimated. First, Wisconsin is gearing up for statewide elections next week in addition to the presidential primary. Governor Scott Walker isn't on the ballot, but you might not realize it watching campaign ads for the Milwaukee County Executive, Milwaukee Mayor, and the State Supreme Court. Mary Spacuzza is with us to talk about the role Governor Walker is playing in these elections, whether he wants to or not. She's a reporter who covers politics and breaking news at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So yeah, Governor Scott Walker, not up for election for a couple years yet, but he's showing up a lot, you write, in campaign ads. How are we seeing him? What role is he playing there?
You know, we're seeing a lot of candidates who are either Democrat or liberal-leaning accusing their opponent of being Scott Walker or being affiliated with him or having his ideas. So in the county executive's race, actually both Chris Abley and Chris Larson are accusing their opponent of being like Scott Walker. It's kind of an odd fight of like, no, you're Scott Walker, no, you're Scott Walker. Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee, is accusing his opponent, his challenger Bob Donovan, a longtime alderman, of having Scott Walker's ideas or sharing Scott Walker's ideas. And then obviously Judge Kloppenburg, who's going up against Rebecca Bradley, is trying to link her opponent to Scott Walker. That link is because Bradley has been appointed by Governor Walker 3 times in 3 years, so she's been hammering that in her ads.
And I guess the idea is Governor Walker's approval rating is lower than it had been, especially after his presidential run, and I guess there's a hope that candidates can capitalize on that by attaching him to their opponents?
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to tie their opponent to somebody's sinking approval ratings. And Governor Walker, in recent Marquette polls, for example, has been hovering at about 40% in the most recent polls that we've seen, slightly lower in some places. And so I think that candidates are just hoping that if people think of their opponent as someone who is closely affiliated with a governor who's pretty unpopular right now, that people will check the other box when they go to the polls.
You talk to some people in the political strategy world, and this is, you know, a couple degrees of separation in some ways. Is there a thought that, hey, this might actually work?
I think so, yeah. I think that Democratic strategists will tell you that, yes, they do think this is going to work, that he is so unpopular right now that people are going to kind of want to almost vote against him by voting for the person who is less like him. Of course, when we asked Governor Walker about this last week, he said, well, polls go up and down, and I was, you know, very unpopular in the wake of the Act 10 battle and protests, and he mentioned Time magazine having a headline calling him Dead Man Walker because he was so low in the polls that a lot of people didn't think he would survive the recall fight, which he obviously did.
Talking to Mary Spacuzza from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about next week's elections here in Wisconsin and one name not on the ballot, Governor Scott Walker, and the role he's playing. Let's dig a little closer into each of these races, Mary, starting with, you mentioned the Milwaukee County Executive race. Now, this is Scott Walker's old gig, of course. And
right.
We've got the incumbent Chris Abley, challenger State Senator Chris Larson. So what kind of particular accusations are they leveling at each other, both Democrats trying to associate the other one with the Republican governor?
Right. So there are some ads. Actually, this is a third-party group, but this is pretty classic of what we've seen in the race. There's a mailer that said, when you look closer at Chris Abley, you start to see someone else, and it's like a magnifying glass with Abley and Walker right next to each other, basically saying, like, Abley is kind of a Governor Walker in sheep's clothing. Then Chris Abley has been saying that Senator Larson, who's a Democratic senator, state senator from Milwaukee, has sided with Governor Walker when it came to Wall Street, referring to a bill that was passed at the state capitol in Madison. He has basically been trying to paint himself almost to the left of Chris Larson, who's seen as a quite liberal senator, but basically trying to say that, no, it's not me who is like Scott Walker, it's actually my opponent.
You know, outside of election season, you might look at either of those things and say, ah, someone who can reach across party lines, work with the other side, bipartisan approach, all of a sudden come election time, that can be a big negative depending on where you are.
Yeah, nobody is really, I've not seen any candidates really highlighting in their advertising their close ties to Governor Walker or how collaboratively, how much they've worked with him in collaboration on past issues.
Now, on the Milwaukee mayoral race, you've got incumbent Tom Barrett. It's a nonpartisan race, but he's held office as a Democrat, run as a Democrat for governor in the past. And then his challenger, you mentioned Alderman Bob Donovan, seen definitely as a conservative. So this is something that's maybe a little easier to hang a conservative, not conservative label on, it sounds like.
Well, it is. It's technically a nonpartisan race, and Bob Donovan has said, well, I ran as a Republican a couple of times years ago, but I'm an independent, and I'll work with anybody, but I am not tied to Scott Walker. However, he hasn't taken as firm of a stance against things like gun control, which Mayor Barrett has clearly been advocating for. That's kind of seen as a conservative liberal fight that's going on. So yes, he's probably taken positions that are seen as more conservative than Mayor Barrett. At the same time, he does not define himself as a Republican or a conservative and insists he's independent.
And yet, as you mentioned, Mayor Barrett is trying to associate him with Governor Walker.
Yes, he's saying that he is someone with Scott Walker's ideas and Donald Trump's erratic temperament. So he's trying to tie them to both of those folks. And, while Donald Trump may be the front runner, he does have some pretty high ratings in Wisconsin for people who just don't really like him.
And then moving to another hypothetically nonpartisan race, the state Supreme Court race. You mentioned, again, nonpartisan, but pretty partisan battle lines drawn when you look at who supports who. So who is bringing up Governor Walker in that race?
That would be Joanne Kloppenburg, the challenger, who's a appeals court judge. She has been repeatedly bringing up Governor Walker's name, saying that Governor Walker appointed Rebecca Bradley to three positions in 3 years, that essentially Justice Bradley is a partisan who will just further the partisanship on the Supreme Court. Kloppenburg has been presenting herself as a independent and someone who would just rule based on the law and not based on politics. Of course, that is not something that the Bradley campaign or her supporters would agree with, and they say that she's the one who's partisan. So, however, Bradley, you've not seen Governor Walker showing up that we've seen and that we know of in any kind of campaign literature, ads, TV, radio, nothing like that.
And you mentioned talking to Governor Walker last week. What did he say about his role or non-role in this Supreme Court race?
So he actually said that he thinks that the only difference between Justice Bradley and Judge Kloppenburg is essentially qualifications, that Kloppenburg had tried to get appointments in the past and was unsuccessful, and the only difference is that Bradley was successful because of her work. So I'm sure Kloppenburg supporters would disagree with that, but that is what he told us at a stop in Milwaukee last week.
And of course, Mary, the race that's getting a lot of attention is the presidential primary last week. The governor, to my knowledge, at least as of airtime, hasn't endorsed anyone in that race either. Any idea whether he is expected to in the next 8 days?
He gave some signals that he is seriously thinking about an endorsement. When we asked him about that last week, he said that if he chooses to endorse, it would be after the Easter holiday, and that it would be one of two of the three candidates that he's more closely aligned with. When my colleague Dan Bice pressed him on that, he confirmed that he was referring to Governor Kasich or Ted Cruz, not to Donald Trump. And of course, Governor Walker, when he got out of the presidential race back in September, essentially called for others to do the same, saying that he wanted a positive conservative to rise to take on the current front runner, who was Trump. So he is not a Trump supporter and has not been for some time. So I don't think anybody would be surprised. There's a Marquette poll coming out on Wednesday. I don't think that we would be surprised if he endorses sometime midweek, and I don't think anyone would be surprised if he were to endorse, for example, Ted Cruz, who a lot of conservatives are kind of rallying around in the state right now.
We'll leave it there for now. Mary, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
That's Mary Spacuzza, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, with us to talk about the role Governor Scott Walker is playing in next week's statewide elections.